These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's 6th grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
This I Believe by Ellie. I believe that you should always show respect and kindness towards others. This is important to me since I think no matter who this person is, no matter what differences they may have, you should always be kind to them since you have no clue what they're going through. My dad is a very good example of this since he has dyslexia, and when he was younger, no one believed in him and no one believed that he could accomplish anything. Look at him now. He owns a business and is very successful in it. That just goes to show, even if you have a difference or you have a hard time with some skills, you can still do amazing things. I don't have any disabilities, but I have a hard time reading out loud, and I will stutter or read a word wrong a lot. I remember once last year when I was working with some people, someone in my group said, "Oh gosh, can we get someone else to read this?" and just went on to say I'm bad at reading. That really hurt my feelings and made me more self-conscious about myself every time I had to read out loud after that. People that put others down for not being as smart as them or for being slower than them sometimes don't realize that their words can be hurting the person that they're talking to, but even then, sometimes they do. These people seriously need to open their eyes and see that just because these people are different than them seriously does not mean that they need to get bullied and that they're going to get nowhere in life. Those people might be self-conscious about how they learn or any tiny difference they have, so by putting them down, it can be more hurtful to them than you think. Being kind and respecting them in that sort of way is also a big part of it. Have you ever been feeling self-conscious about yourself sometime, for example, since you couldn't find your nice shoes that day and your mom had to dig up some random pair from under the basement stairs, and they're really ugly but your bus comes in 10 minutes, you have no other option to wear them? If you ever have, I bet you're not feeling 100% confident that day. But how would you feel if someone that you barely know says, "Hey, your shoes are so cool, where did you get them?" Your confidence level probably just got boosted up by a lot, and that person didn't even have to say that. Now imagine instead of those ugly shoes, it was dyslexia, and that random person was your reading partner in a reading assignment. Can you imagine how that person with dyslexia would feel if their reading partner might have commented that they were reading really fluently that day? That would make them feel good about themselves. It's not that hard to treat people like you'd want to be treated, and just to be kind to others. But overall, when people are different from you, or maybe not even different at all, you just need to be kind and respect them, since you never know what they're going through or what they're feeling on the inside. Being kind to others makes the world go around. I know everyone can do great things. You just have to believe in others and, most importantly, yourself. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stuart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.